shine, little Luber, liver, liver, leaf.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned into KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I am your host, Jill Spears, and I am here, of course, with my favorite gardener, Lance Swagger. Good evening, Lance.
Good evening, Jill.
Glad to be here tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of a storm coming in, we're hoping, huh?
Yeah.
It feels
yeah.
good.
I'd rather see snow than rain.
I would too, but maybe later in the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's feeling like spring a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Days are getting longer.
The days are getting longer. Some June bugs are out there already.
Yeah. I think the elm trees are starting to bud.
Yeah.
I saw a patch of crocuses in full bloom today.
Uh-huh. Yep. The post office right here in downtown mm-hmm. Paonia has a little crocus going on there.
Yeah.
Yep. But we are going to talk pruning tonight.
We're talking pruning.
And I want to give the numbers because Lance is an expert at pruning, and you can answer or ask him questions, and he's got answers for you. 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. Jeff is in the control room ready to take your call. And, oh, boy, where do you want to start with?
Where do I want to start?
Yeah, why should we prune? I mean,
reasons for pruning.
Yeah, reasons for pruning.
Well, I'm going to just back up one. If you have questions about ornamentals, we'll take them.
Ornamental roses, and
lilacs, mm-hmm. forsythias, those kind of things. We can Russian sage, those kind of things. We can do those too.
Okay, so not just trees, but
not just fruit trees and grapevines, but anything if it comes up.
Okay,
you know,
great. And we're going to talk about kind of the order that you go in, but really, it's important to prune.
Yeah, it's important to prune, and it's first of all, most fruit trees or all fruit trees, they're blooming on younger wood. The older the wood gets, the less it will bloom. So, and the second-year-old wood, in other words, the wood that grew last year, the shoots that grew last year, those are going to produce the best fruit, flowers and buds.
Okay, so that new wood from pruning last year is going to be your supple wood for this year.
And you can see it's shiny, you know, and peaches it's red, apricots is red, plums is a reddish-brown, pears is a... Oh, gosh, that's a brown, but it's shiny.
Right,
you know,
right.
And apples, of course, you have red apples, green apples, yellow apples. So all those are going to be a little bit different colored. Just the bark's different from the different colored apples, but it will be shiny.
Right. Shiny and kind of supple, right?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes the fruit trees will develop, especially on apples and pears, spurs. And I used to leave these thinking, God, look at all those blooms there, but there actually isn't much there. It might bloom, but they don't set fruit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they're kind of tricky.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. because they're old. If you got a new spur, just one coming out, it's going to be fine. But those ones with big clusters, you prune those off.
Prune those off. Yeah. So you're trying to keep the tips and that young wood.
You're trying to. That's what's going to keep the fruit.
Keep the fruit and flowers.
Yeah,
and flower shrubs too.
I'll just mention this now. Last year, if you did not thin your fruit, you might not have much new growth because the tree had to spend all its energy to ripen that fruit. So,
okay.
So if you have a backyard or, you know, and you didn't get to thinning that tree, whatever it may be, it might not have put on new growth last year, or very little. Maybe instead of having a 6-inch new growth, it's only 1 inch.
Right. And that could be the case for a lot of people last year mm-hmm. because of the abundance of fruit.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit difficult to get it all picked. And
well, one of my trees went straight to the squirrels.
It did.
And I actually hauled it down into the edge of the canyon, threw it down there. And it was amazing that the turkeys found it. So it went to good use.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got a nice little critters up there to help you out with stuff. But yeah, so if you didn't, like, let's say you had a peach tree that was just loaded mm-hmm. with peaches, if you didn't thin that so that the energy could go to the certain fruit, then this year, if we have a good fruit year again, might be a little bit
It'll be a little light.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes it's not always the case, but, you know, you might not have much.
Right. So, that younger wood, what we want to try to avoid is things getting really gnarly.
Yeah. And you can prune apples and pears. You can prune pretty hard, and they'll always develop new suckers. They're pretty good about it. And so you're actually thinning. I'm actually, when I'm pruning, there's so much new growth on apples and pears that I'm actually thinning out mostly new growth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinning mainly new growth because they just put out shoots so much.
Yeah, just shoot it on. So you can go after those pretty hard.
You can go after those pretty hard.
Yeah. And right now we want to start with apples and pears?
Yeah,
is that kind of
generally speaking, it's and if you had noticed in orchards around the area that they actually started pruning apples as soon as the leaves dropped in October, November, December, you know, and they'll start, but that's because they have a lot of work to do.
Right.
But you have what, I think I have five apple trees, something mm-hmm. like that anyways. But you want to do apples and pears. They're the hardiest. So you prune those first. Hardiest towards cold.
Hardiest. Okay.
Towards mm-hmm. the cold. And then you work into the plums, the apricots, and the cherries. And I've even seen cherries, sweet cherries done in the fall.
Oh, really?
I have seen that. You know, but it just seems a little, it's why, if you don't have to do it, don't do it.
Right. Yeah. Save it till the spring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we're working apricots, and because apricots seem kind of tender to me.
No, they're extremely hardy.
They're extremely hardy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so apricots, cherries, plums, that's all good to do right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Apples, pears.
Yeah.
Those are all real good and
yeah.
hardy.
Yeah. And some of the peach orchards, I've already seen them pruning. You know.
Wow.
And that's actually relatively, it's usually done in March or late March.
Mm-hmm. And you want to, peaches are a little more tender?
A little bit more tender, and mm-hmm. if it gets really cold, it can go down inside that fresh cut and kill the shoot that you've left if it's near one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want your timing to be right.
So you can do a little bit later on the peaches.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
All right. Something really important before we start talking about specific plants and how to prune is our tools.
Oh, our sharp tools.
Sharp tools.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really good at taking care of your tools.
I do a pretty good job. I get them sharpened a couple times a year. I've never bought all those things. I just have somebody, I pay somebody to do it.
Oh, uh-huh. You take your tools in?
Yeah, and they can do a really better job than me.
Yeah, and so we're doing the loppers and...
The loppers are the long-handled ones,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the pruners, the hand pruners, and... my hand pruners cost $70.
Oh, wow.
It's top of the line.
Yeah.
And the better, the ones you can get, the longer they'll last.
Right, right.
You know.
You get what you pay for there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. And same with the saws and all that kind of stuff. I have them sharpened. I have a set put in them if they need it. Set is pushing the teeth.
Oh, uh-huh.
So
right.
that it has a cutting edge.
Okay, so you're all set to with your sharp tools, and why is that important?
Well, especially on the smaller branches, if it's a dull pruner or lopper, saws, you're dealing only with bigger branches. But mm-hmm. If they're dull, they crush the bark where you're cutting, and then it doesn't heal back as fast.
Oh, sure, I've seen that where it kind of just. Pushes it, kind of scrunches it together a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. And it's just not going to heal nicely.
It is nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, that's the main reason. And it's also a heck of a lot easier.
Right.
You know, if you have sharp tools, it's really, really easy.
Yeah. When you're out there lopping for hours, mm-hmm. you want to mm-hmm. make that easy on yourself.
Yeah. One of the things I do in my own yard is I prune a tree, I clean it up. And haul the brush away. You know, I have a place where I put
uh-huh.
it. Now, if you want to burn it, that's your thing. Or if you want to run it through a chipper and use the chips for whatever, you can do all these things.
Right.
I do not burn it. I have an old irrigation canal that I'm just, I've done other things with it. I've chipped it. I actually have burned it. I didn't like burning it, so I don't do that. And then I have made mounds of it, thinking it was good for the birds and stuff, but what I got was rodents, so I won't do that again.
Right.
So I've taken it even farther away, and it's filling up this old irrigation canal.
All right, but clean it up. That's important.
Yeah. And what that also does is it lessens the workload, because if you go out and prune everything, and then picking up the prunings is really tedious. So one tree at a time, it's,
right.
it's manageable.
Yeah, there's a little psychology to that.
That's
right there.
Exactly what it is. Yeah.
I like that method. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there again, method to the madness. That is Lance for sure. 527-486-8186 KVNF now. We're talking pruning and here to take your questions or just tell us what's going on in your yard. What about the that little collar on the tree?
That collar, and when the branch comes off of the main trunk, it will. There's this collar, and it's not all doesn't go completely around it. It's around the top and the sides, and that collar is designed to heal the cut.
Okay.
So if you see that collar, don't cut it.
All right, so is it at the base of the branch?
It's at where the little branch is coming off the main one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's the collar needs to be. It will still heal, but that's will heal much faster. It's just like a sharp tool or knife crush. It's, you know, it will still heal itself, but it's one of those things. And sometimes there isn't a collar, but if there is, try to leave it.
Mm-hmm. Just to help the plant along. Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds great. Okay, so we've got the young wood that we want to have. That's a good reason to prune.
Yeah.
And because we want our flowering shrubs to flower and we want our fruit trees to produce fruit. And it likes the supple wood is what it is.
Yeah, it likes that new, younger wood.
Right, exactly. Okay, apples. Let's start with apples. And a big old apple tree.
A big old apple tree?
Yeah.
That hasn't been pruned?
Let's say it hasn't been pruned. And that happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
You know, where someone might buy a piece of property and there's some old trees there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Anthony, who listens to the show a lot, had a bunch of old trees like that. Yeah. And so what do you recommend on getting that kind of yard in shape?
Well, the first thing you do is you cut out all the dead branches. And you cut out all of the crossing branches.
Oh, the crossing branches.
The crossing branches. Wherever they cross and they're touching each other, mm-hmm. they wear and they actually make each other weaker.
Okay.
They actually will rub in a windstorm or whatever, the bark will get rubbed off. And they'll one of those branches or both of them will break at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
So clean it up a little bit.
Yeah,
first.
Clean
up the dead stuff.
And then you can... If you want to bring it down, you can bring it down after that. In other words, sort of top it. You don't want to go too heavy because then you're letting in too much sunlight, and the sunlight will burn the bark.
It
can get sunburned.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so that's in all pruning, you know, whether it's an old tree like that or new things. You don't want to thin too much because you want that you want some shade on the bark.
Right. And what about the suckers? You mentioned
The water spouts.
Water spouts.
If you prune too hard, it's going to all the tree's going to do because it has this huge root system for that big tree, and it's just going to put out all these
just go crazy
suckers, and they're called water spouts or suckers, and they're very weak. So the next winter, if we have heavy snow or something, they're all going to break off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that where they just kind of shoot up out of the branch.
So that's why if you have an old tree like that, it's going to take you anywhere from 3 to 5 years to get it back in shape.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you want to go slowly.
Yeah. So you might get fruit, might not, but be patient.
Yeah. Well, there might be some young wood on there. You might get some.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that old wood will bloom a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I think some of the old hardwood trees in my yard last year had a great fruit year, and I hadn't pruned them for a while, but it wasn't a great fruit year last year. So, okay, we have Naropa on the line. Naropa's calling from Paonia. Good evening, Naropa.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
So this is somewhat related with the older trees. I have apricots and pear trees, and they're about 40 years old. So they had a great fruit year last year, but I lost a lot of the older branches. They splintered and came off. And the pear tree especially, the bulk of new growth is like 30-foot suckers coming off of lower big branches. And I'm just wondering, is it too severe to literally half those suckers to get them below the power lines? Like, what is a reasonable prune on a you know, a 20 or 30 foot sucker. I mean, there's a lot of them.
A lot of them. Well, right. You're going to have to take half of those out, and then I would top them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would top them.
Go for it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, you said the power line's there?
Yeah, the power line, it's good. They've just gone. The pear trees especially are way up in
yeah, well, the power company's going to come and do it. So do you want to do it or you want to have them do it?
Oh, either ways. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of concerned just because I had such magnificent pears, but mm-hmm. I guess, you know, it's hard to get up that high anyway. Yeah. So, and then the last question is the really old apricot trees didn't bear fruit. And is that, what is the life on an apricot tree overall? If you prune it back pretty severely, will it eventually bear fruit again, or what's the lifetime?
Yeah, I'm not particularly sure. I would say 75 to 100 years.
Oh,
wow.
For an apricot tree.
Yeah.
The problem with apricot trees and stone fruit in general is if you like top them into where there's no buds or no new shoot coming off the side, they don't generally resprout. So it's going to be a little hard. So you're going to start at the top and cut down to the nearest or the lowest shoot that has a good some last year's growth on it.
Okay.
And just keep doing that. And again, dead wood and crossing branches all come out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. That's really helpful.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Naropa. Great questions there. Really.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
75 to 100 years old for an apricot tree.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them look like that, though. Mm-hmm. Would look settled. Hey, it's Anthony on the line from Paonia. Good evening, Anthony.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's going on tonight?
Speak of the devil.
Right?
No, but I'm so into this apple thing. And it's so funny because just today, Alonzo from Stahl's Orchards called me. Did he want me to, trim my tree? Oh, I was trimmed massively last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lance has already sort of answered it. It did reproduce a lot of water shoots and so sort of tender from last year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know. I guess I should. Is some of that should be thinned out or what?
Oh, yeah. Be thinned out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just thin it out. And that was the problem, is it was pruned too heavily. And you got all these, instead of taking 3 to 5 years, you should, it's done in one, and that's what you get.
So, I mean, you want to cut some of those out so that...
Yeah, you want to thin them out. I would, again, take half of them out, and then you can lower them after that. The ones you left, you can top those.
Oh, lower.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, you would prune those, the ones you left, you'd prune them just above a bud.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. But also, what about, because you said that earlier, what about lilacs? I have massive 100-year-old lilacs and some newer kind of buddleia, which are awesome. But,
okay, the lilacs in general are not pruned till after bloom. You can, because they're so big.
Really?
Yeah, because if you prune them now, you prune off the bloom.
Okay. Right.
Okay, but just, so you know, I've been pruning lilacs for other people today. And it was mainly just the big old woody trunks, and we were just thinning them out a little bit because they were just getting too big. They're big enough that they were 2-inch or more caliper or round, and we were saving them for firewood. It's a great hardwood.
Oh, yeah, this one of mine is like 4 inches.
Yep.
5 inches.
We took chainsaw to some of them, to get them to cut down. And generally, like I said, that lilacs are pruned after they bloom, and you prune 1/5 every year. You prune, and you prune old age, middle aged, and youth evenly, so that you have an evenly balanced bush. And that's what you do. And you do it every 5 years, so that therefore, on the 5th year, you got a whole new plant.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. That but if work. You need to prune some of those big things out, it's not going to harm the lilac.
The woody stuff.
No?
Yeah, the big old. 2 and 3 and 4 inches.
It sort of seems like it.
Yeah,
it'd be kind of harsh. But,
no, they'll be fine. But you don't want to take all of them. You only want to take 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And as far as buddleia, that's that blooms on new wood, so you would prune it down. Was it pruned last year?
No.
Okay, I would suggest that you write a. You can see there's little buds coming out. They
come out on.
It's called opposite because I was just looking at a bud leaf a while ago.
Yeah, and it
got the leaves and they're opposite. They're on both sides of the thing. Prune just above one of those, and you want it probably about 18 inches.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Buddleia similar to a lilac?
Or? No, Buddleia is called butterfly bush.
Oh, butterfly bush, sure.
I think you have one in your yard.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, and we have those monarchs here, I've noticed. I mean, I have quite a few of them.
Oh, nice.
And this is like saving them from their whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They come up here, they're like, we need to help them out.
Yeah, plant a Buddleia bush for sure.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Right,
thanks, Anthony. Appreciate
the
call.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks. He had some good apples on that tree last year.
Oh, yeah. We got some, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. They were delicious. Yeah. So he's at it again, keeping that yard. We're going to have to go up there and see what's going on up there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good questions. 527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now. What about we talked about apples, pears, apricots. Cherries, anything special on cherries?
Well, again, it's all that new last year's growth. And, and really what you're doing is thinning some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you prune a little hard, you're actually going to give it a chance to develop fruit wood for next year.
Right.
You know, so apricots and plums and peaches, I prune really hard.
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Now, you know, since in this area, I don't know, right now in Payon, you can go to right on the highway at Stahl's Orchard, you can see that he's got over half his peach, and he's pruned out over half of last year's growth.
Wow.
But that's a commercial
orchard.
But anyways, that's how much you can prune. And it's not only is he going to have good ripening from sunlight, but he also is going to get new growth for next year.
Right. Okay. I just kind of thought about these lilacs, and I just want to mention that there are some beautiful lilac trees and you know, ancient lilac bushes here in Peonia, and also in Montrose. Montrose has some beautiful lilacs down there.
And last year was a good year.
Yeah, I think those bushes stayed blooming for maybe 60 days, it felt like. Yeah, really gorgeous. And so prune your lilacs after they bloom. And it looks like there's little buds coming out right now.
That's what the deers like to eat.
Yeah.
Is that bud?
Yeah, it looks pretty darn tasty.
Mm-hmm.
It is Max on the line from Montrose. Good evening, Max.
Good evening, guys. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Glad to hear you.
Yes. Hey, the guy that was talking to you earlier that said something about pruning and that it was in the power line?
Yes.
Yes. The power company has contractors.
Okay.
They say it costs you nothing, and they will take them out because it is a very dangerous thing to get and try to prune a tree out of a power line.
Okay, that's good to know. I know that they do it. I didn't know the actual procedure.
Because I had some that these were not fruit trees, but they were elms, and I went out and I pruned, but I do that for a living, too. But when I got into this one point, I just called them, and they said, and they just said, Ashland is the name of the company here with DMEA.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they came and pruned them however far down you want to take them if they're a problem, right? But no, they said an 8-inch branch can kill you.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
So,
because you're not grounded. You are grounded if you are on the ground, but they have a bucket, so they're not grounded.
Okay.
It's the point that they expected. So, tell him no. If he can get the power company, electric company, to come in there and have somebody prune them, do it. Don't ever go up into a power line and prune a tree.
That's great advice. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Max.
Yeah.
Naropa, you hear that?
great to hear.
Yeah, great to hear from you, Max. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Talk to you soon.
All right. Good night. That's good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I try to avoid any kind of hazard like that myself.
I did take one elm tree down that was, that was a little scary.
Pretty close, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get the phone numbers because we have time for another call. We actually have another caller on the line, and I'm not sure who it is. So good evening, caller. How are you?
Yeah, hi. Eric from Norwood.
Hi, Eric.
Back to the lilacs.
Yes.
That was some good info. I'm actually looking to transplant some fairly large ones.
Uh-huh.
I think I've done some research. I think I found the right person to do it. I need to prune to prep them to be moved.
Uh-huh.
is this a good time of year to do that?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead and...
The ground's almost thawed out here.
Wow.
Or it is totally thawed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to do it too early or too late. I wanted to get your feedback on...
Yeah, when those buds, the buds are sort of swollen now. I don't know what it is in Norwood, but around here they're starting to swell a little bit.
Yeah.
But once they really start to open, that's a little late.
Okay. All right.
Because they're starting to grow. Right now is fine, or you probably got another month or so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. That's kind of what I thought. Yeah. I wanted to double check.
And those, that I don't know what size, but...
The biggest one's about 8 to 9 feet tall. They're not, they're not ancient, yeah. But... Some of them are pretty big.
Yeah. I've not dug up bigger ones, but...
you have?
I have not.
Yeah.
I've dug up trees.
It's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah, and so whatever that ball, probably going to need at least...
he's going to use a tree digger.
Oh, he's going to use a tree spade. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry about.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so just for pruning purposes to get it, and then we're going to wrap him in burlap so he can get around it.
Mm-hmm.
So, just one more time, pruning the bigger branches, do you want to balance that with a smaller one?
Yeah, you balance it, the big ones, the middle-aged, and the youth. You
and
balance
them. And though you did say to wait until they're blooming to do that, or after.
Well.
I don't care if I miss a year.
No, so don't worry
blooming about
it. Mm-hmm. Go back to that other pruning. After you get these set in, you just need to cut it so that they can get that machine around.
Yes.
Around there. So you can.
And if I miss a bloom for a year, I don't care as long as I don't kill the plant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. And all when you water that in, put it, water with kelp.
Yep. That's a lot of kelp. But I use the kelp on my onions, so I'll have some there.
Okay.
Compost.
Here's a funny one.
How deep is the hole going to be that I transplant them into?
The same as what it comes out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine there. You can, I don't know how, you might start collecting your eggshells. I don't know if you eat eggs, but the eggshells. And
we have 5 hens. That's not a whole lot of chicken eggs.
But start collecting that, and then you can, before you get this transplanting done, start soaking those crushed eggshells in water. And then you can mix, on top of that, you can mix the kelp in there. And it's just minerals and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And then water and feed them.
Yeah, just regularly. Don't let them dry out.
Yep. All right.
All right.
Going for it. We got to move them to get the deck on. So thanks for your
All right.
Thanks, okay. Colin.
Good luck, Eric.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, some transplanting information there. And we've got Clark, I think it's Clark on the line from Paonia, who also has a question about transplanting. Good evening, Clark.
Yeah, pretty much everything you just said. Except when's a good time to, like, take an axe to these things and hack the root ball out? And when's a good time?
For what, lilacs?
Well, I've got lilac, alyssum. I've got forsythia, and basically I just split these things up. And like he said before, I don't care about the bloom. I just want to move the plant. Mm-hmm. So when's a good time to do that? Any old time, after the next frost?
The problem about digging these things up now and planting them is the ground's still cool and damp.
Oh, exactly. Oh,
and
sure.
So if you planted it now, did it now, you're going to rot the tree.
Absolutely.
So you've got another month or so. And
okay, so six to eight weeks, and I should be good as long as I keep them freshly watered.
Freshly watered. And, noticed sometimes when I've dug these things out, if the bud's just starting to swell and you dig it up and plant it and water it, it just keeps on growing. Doesn't even go in.
Right, sure, sure.
So
sure,
if
sure.
you can just keep an eye on it and it's just you doing the digging, like Eric was using a guy with a tree spade, that's going to be some timing thing.
Right.
You know, but.
No, I'm just going to dig out the well and hack it out with an axe and move it around.
technically, this is just for all trees. Shrubs are a little bit different, but trees, for every inch of caliper, that means our diameter of the trunk,
right.
You need 1 foot of ball.
Yeah, Yeah, no worries.
Okay, so you can,
I think these bushes
you can
will
judge
be fine.
These.
I think I can cut them in half and quarter them, and I think they'll be just fine. I was just wondering about the timing.
Yeah.
So I'll wait till like mid-April, maybe. Is that something
at the
right?
latest. Yeah, at the latest.
Yeah, right on. Okay,
all
awesome.
Right.
Thank
all right.
you.
Thanks, Clark. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, that discussion went quickly. And I want to thank our callers, Naropa and Anthony and Max and Eric and Clark.
Yeah.
Good questions.
Yeah.
I just want to remind some people down there in San Miguel County, down there by Eric and Norwood, there is an apple grafting and pruning workshop this weekend. And if you need more information on that, go to www.applecoreproject.org. It's happening at Placerville School on Saturday and then in Redvale on the next day. And I think that sounds like it's really a great, great workshop.
Yeah.
So, Lance, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. We didn't get through even half.
Yeah, so more pruning on the way.
Great questions.
Yeah, great questions. And thanks, everyone, for listening to As the Worm Turns. It is One Woman's Perspective coming up next right here on KVNF.
All right, thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so.